Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning. How's the Josh? Well, you really don't need to answer that. In case you missed it, Vande Bharat is the name of the train earlier identified as Train 18. That will be replacing the less patriotic Shatabdi Express. And no, it was not inspired by one-day cricket, but possibly by dreams of Nitin Gadkari, who probably has an apt song that can be turned into his anthem. Well, which song? Apna Time Aayega. Of course. Speaking of time, it is 29th January 2019, and let me bring you some stories, some dialogues, and some scenes from politics of entertainment and the entertainment of Indian politics. First up, let's start with Republic Day and Nitin Gadkari. For those who missed the bonhomie between Nitin Gadkari and Rahul Gandhi at the Republic Day parade, well, it was just a precursor to what came next. Nitin Gadkari's barb against the man who has probably broken all promises. In a warning to his fellow politicians, or some say a certain politician or his kind of politics, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari on Sunday said that citizens admire leaders who show them dreams, but when those dreams aren't fulfilled, people also beat up the leaders. Quote, "Hence you must show the dreams that you are capable of fulfilling," he said, followed by some self-praise. "I am not the one who only sells dreams, but I deliver 100% what I talk about," Gadkari added. And from Gadkari Ratns, let's head to politics over Bharat Ratn. While Geeta Mehta, celebrated Odia author and Naveen Patnaik's sister, refused to accept the awards because of poll season, well, no such luck for the late Assamese singer Bhupen Hazarika, whose Padma Award has led to at least two FIRs. The first one filed was against opposition leader Mallikarjun Kharge by an RTI activist, while the one against singer Zubeen Garg was filed by VP of BJP state unit Satyer Ranjan Pora. Kharge had said that the centre chose a singer, which is Hazarika, and a man who propagated RSS ideology over spiritual leader Shiv Kumar Swami, the Lingayat seer who died recently, for the Bharat Ratna. Zubeen, who took to Facebook on Sunday, questioned the timing of the honour for the music maestro as he recently joined the movement against the citizenship bill. Zubeen Garg was the voice of BJP's election campaign song in Assam in 2016. On the 14th of January, the singer offered to return his fee to the party in protest against the citizenship amendment bill. He had also written to Assam Chief Minister Sarbanand Sonowal earlier demanding that the BJP surrender the votes it procured because of the song he sang. And while we are on lyrics and anti-national behavior, the Castless Collective Band was performing in Chennai yesterday at a street cultural festival at the Basant Nagar beach when a police officer intervened and told the organizers to rap the song as it featured the name Modi in it. Singer T.M. Krishna, who was organizing the event, said, "The police officer asked us to stop the song as it had direct political references and hence it cannot be sung. Criticism is being taken in a negative sense in our country. We should all have freedom of expression." Well, speaking of freedom of expression, or more like expression of bigotry, Union Minister Anant Kumar Hegde was back stoking hatred again. On Sunday, he said that men who touch Hindu women should not have their hands. Quote, "There should be a fundamental shift in our thinking. We should keenly observe what's happening around us. Regardless of caste and religion, a hand that touches a Hindu girl should not exist," unquote. The minister was quoted as saying, "The minister belongs to the party that was defending one of its own in UP, MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar, now famous for the Unnao rape case. But Hegreji's selective bias isn't about justice as much it is about bigotry." And before we head to the international section, a bit of news from Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh, where inspired by the Bollywood film A Wednesday, a boy in Ghaziabad threatened to attack the city by planting bombs on Republic Day. The UP police received the threat call on the internet portal on the 24th of January and then again on the 25th morning. On receiving the threat, police registered a case and investigated and found that they traced the laptop connected to the Wi-Fi at an apartment in R.K. Puram at Kavinagar police station limits. The boy was arrested but was released with a warning, so safe to assume he wasn't a Muslim or a Dalit. And on to international news, where fears of a second dam breach at a Brazilian mining complex receded on Sunday, enabling a search to resume for more than 300 people still missing 2 days after a dam collapse that has killed at least 58 people. In case you remember, the US Bangla airline Bombardier UBG-211 crash that occurred in March last year in Nepal, the commission concluded from CVR, that's the cockpit voice recorder record, that PIC smoked in the cockpit during his flight. However, the operation department and other authorities may not have been sure about this safety violation by the PIC during flight. The Accident Investigation Commission formed to probe the reasons behind the crash of the airline stated in a statement. The Accident Investigation Commission determines that the probable cause of the accident is due to disorientation and a complete loss of situational awareness in the part of the crew member. And before we leave you for the glorious week ahead for you, the US university professor has been removed as director of a graduate program in Duke University amid a furor over an email she sent urging students not to speak Chinese. Some say that the matter was exaggerated, as the professor was chastising them for being impolite, speaking native tongue that the others could not understand, while others maintain that it was racist, as whose native and whose tongue is it anyway? Well, this is where I rein in my tongue. You go have a fantastic day and a week ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakeApart.in.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.